Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. Thank you. It is kind of an odd Sunday in that tomorrow, of course, is the New Year, and Sunday falls on New Year's Eve. But it is an opportunity for us to celebrate the gift of Christmas, and to do that this morning, we have a reading from Luke chapter 2 that talks about obedience. How many of you are excited to talk about obedience? Kind of a buzz killer, isn't it? But what we learn in this passage, and we read about Jesus in the Gospels, is that He was obedient in all things, even to the Jewish laws and customs. It teaches us that there needed to be one person to be obedient, and He was completely. And that's good news for us, because God accepts Jesus' obedience and His sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for us. So it is a gift, another Christmas gift for us this morning with that message. There are some announcements to share before we begin. The first is that next week we'll be back to our regular hours, and so I know people are shifting around right now at Peace. Hopefully people will show up here in a little bit, but I know that there's a basketball game, and then also some might have thought worship was today at 11. Next week we go back to our normal worship and Sunday school hours. Sunday school will be at 9:45 here in the sanctuary with opening, and then we'll have worship at 11 a.m. as we always do. For the adult Sunday school, we'll be finishing off our study on Ephesians. On January 14th, take note, we are going to be beginning an adult study on joining Jesus on His mission. Oscar has those books. They're $5. And I just want to give a heads up about that study. It is an excellent way to start the new year, to be looking at the world through Jesus' eyes and how we would want to partner with Him and His mission for the world. That author of that book, I'm in dialogue with him right now, and I believe we're going to have him out to this area sometime in the next 6 to 7 months. So that's going to be an extra special thing. So if you read the book, you'll have an opportunity to ask questions to Greg Finke as well down the road. Other announcements to share. Next Saturday is the men's breakfast. That starts at 8 a.m. The coffee's on at 8 at least. We usually eat at 8:30. But I just want to open that up to the men of the congregation as well. Next Saturday. That's right. The person presenting is John Croy. He works for Edward Jones, and he's going to share some insights about finance and how that fits in with our faith life. So it should be a really good discussion, and in light of some of the tax changes too, I believe he's going to address that as well. Other announcements this morning. Ellen, we'll start with you.
Ladies Guild will meet Thursday at 12:30.
All right. And Todd?
Church Council, I need your reports emailed to me by Wednesday. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right. There's the law. Now we're going to bring the gospel.
Obedience.
Yeah, obedience. Yeah. Yeah. Obedience. We're going to open up with our opening blessing. And to do that, let us rise for opening blessing.